friend of mine was in Rome last week, and I asked a favor of him, as I often do of those visiting Rome, to pray at the tombs of a certain few saints whom I regard as spiritual companions and intercessors. One of those is St. John the 23rd. A biographer describes John as, quote, a short man with a hooked nose set in a flat Italian peasant's face, framed by elephantine ears, a fat old man with twinkling eyes, robed with such extravagant dignity as to underscore the comedy of his figure. Once catching a glimpse of himself in a full-length mirror, the saint is reported to have chuckled, "Lord, this man is going to be a disaster on television." His humility was gracious and deep, not forced or pathological. He knew who he was and where he stood, and he captivated the world. The upstanding Pharisee in today's gospel did everything right, obeying to the letter every one of 613 laws. But he also had the annoying habit of letting everyone know about it, wearing his religion on his sleeve, as it were. The tax collector was equally off-putting, collaborating as he did with the Roman Empire to exploit the poor. The critical difference for Jesus was the latter's moment of clarity. I am a sinner. He knew who he was and where he stood. While the Pharisee was full of himself, he prayed to himself. Did you catch that? The tax collector empties himself, making room for God in his life, opening himself to God's mercy that bridges the divine-human divide. Whenever we're full of ourselves, convinced that we pray better than somebody else, we do well to remember this story. Shortly before his death, the psychiatrist Carl Jung was asked about the progression of his life. He said, "My journey consisted in climbing down 10,000 ladders so that now at the end of my life, I can extend a hand of friendship to this little clod of earth that I am." The Latin word for earth or ground is humus, from which we get the word humility. To be humble is to accept the truth of who we are and where we stand. Those who extend the hand of friendship to the little clod of earth that they are will be exalted.